remember, sweetheart, the day that we met. The sun, it was shining, there you were smiling, memory I won't soon forget. You were my dream. I'd like for you to know, though I still love you and only think of you, life will go on, I suppose. You were untrue, and now we're through,
and I'll never get along with you. Never do the things that you say you do.
Sweetheart, I still love you always. Try to understand. I just can't be your loving man.
Be your loving man. I've done everything that I can do.
I'll never get along with you. My heart is breaking from the empty promises that you keep making.
And I'll never get along with you.
Don't believe a word you tell me.
You never do the things that you say you'll do.
Sweetheart, I'll still love you always. Try to understand. I just can't be your loving man.
Be your loving man. I've done everything that I can do.
I'll never get along with you.
Bill and the Bells in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. I don't believe there has been any sweeter sound in that studio than what we just... Oh, shucks. You're blushing. Look at that. I tell you, it's beautiful.
Thank you
guys for coming in. I appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, it's a pleasure. This is our first time stopping through, and this is it's a beautiful studio here. We're happy that you had us, so thank you.
All right, and you have that new single out, the one you just did, is new single. You got a couple of them out right now.
That's right.
Recorded down at Big Tone Records in a retro fashion. You guys do it live in the studio to tape.
We did. Big Tone is a pretty remarkable studio out in Bristol on the Virginia side. Of course, Bristol's right there on the line. And these guys, they know their analog, and they record everything straight to tape. So earlier this year, at the beginning of the year, we decided to put out a few singles, and we always like to experiment with different kinds of recording. And so this is the first time we recorded to tape. And it's got that warmth that you just can't recreate. It really was a pleasure working with them.
Oh, the immediacy too of doing it live in the studio. You get it, and you absolutely, when you come see you live, you know what you're going to hear. You're not going to hear any overdubs there on the record or anything. You're going to hear what you hear on the record.
Yeah, that's the truth. We usually, I guess since we've been a band, we've always recorded live, and you know we just do it as simply as we can. We're accustomed to mixing ourselves and kind of letting our instruments do all that work for us, including our voices.
Well, speaking of being together as a band, you started off with 2015. You started off doing some live stuff for Radio Bristol down there, doing Farm and Fun Show, right?
Yeah, Farm and Fun Time. It's been quite an endeavor for us. That's a show that goes way, way back to folks who might not have heard of the show before. It started out in the mid-40s on WCYB out of Bristol, and it reached up this way. It reached a five-state area, became kind of a popular show where a lot of those first-generation bluegrassers all started their career, folks like the Stanley Brothers, Jim and Jesse, Jimmy Martin, Osborne Brothers. Like, I mean, all those great, great bluegrassers had a stint there on Farm and Fun Time. So I started a radio station in Bristol called Radio Bristol, and one of the first things that we wanted to do was to bring back a show that had such relevance regionally. So we brought Farm and Fun Time back and kind of put a whole new spin on it. We do it in front of a live audience. We do it once a month. We've got various segments, heirloom recipe segment, which is a storytelling segment. We've got our farm report where we go in and do profiles on regional farmers. So it's really cool. And then, of course, music is at the heart and foundation of the whole show.
Well, in 2015, that started, and you started doing that live stuff. And then your first album was, what, 2018?
Our first, like, studio album.
First full studio album was in 28, produced by Joe Bass.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sure enough, pretty close to here.
I know. I know him. If anybody knows about old-time music, he does.
Joe Bass is an astounding dude. He's working with him was really amazing. He's got this old farmhouse, and we got to kind of hole up there in the winter. And, you know, we were there for about 4 days and just put the record together fairly quickly. But it was one of the most relaxed sessions we've ever had. Big part of that due to Joe and how he works. So it really, really a remarkable fellow to work with.
Dream yep. Songs, et cetera, the name of that first full-length album you did. But it's been meteoric for your rise since then. You guys have just taken off. I'm going to quote a couple of things just so to see you blush again.
Uh-oh.
In there, all right? From the magazine No Depression, what may be the most innovative modern interpretation of vintage roots music? And from Rolling Stone, you might have heard of that magazine.
Never heard of them.
Committed to helping early country music remain appreciated, not just replicated.
Well, those are very kind words, and we really hope that some of those words are true.
I was going to say
we're doing our darndest.
Yeah.
The idea of what we do, you know, we want to sound like we borrow heavily from the past, but you know, we do mostly original material. And we really try to shape a sound that is hard to pinpoint. So, you know, when you read quotes like that, it really makes us feel good because it shows that the work that we're putting into sort of the idea behind it, our whole philosophy behind this music, really it fits into that sort of thing where we don't believe in trying to do things exactly the same as some of our heroes. Instead, we want to borrow from them and try to do something that is billing the bells, you know?
Sort of bringing it forward, as it were.
Yeah.
And I think your genre would be, what do they call it? Decade ambiguous.
That's wonderful.
I like it.
You know, it's a great sound, but you're not sure where it comes from, but you like it, and it sounds fresh at the same time.
Totally. We like there being a little bit of mystery in there.
All right. And the guys in the band here, the ones we have in the studio here, you have some other folks to play with you, but the trio, the core here is Kalia on fiddle. And we have Helena on banjo and Chris on guitar, and all of you doing beautiful vocal work.
Thank you.
Well.
Then we've got Andrew on bass, but he'll be with us later this evening for the show.
And very quickly, just to relate where you get your name from.
Sure.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe we left Bill at home today, but in truth, there is no Bill in this band. Originally, when we were shopping around for names in the beginning stages of this band, you know, of course, we have a lot of respect for the region that we now call home and the music that comes from that region, too. And there was a couple that recorded music there in the late 1920s. Their names were Bill and Belle Reed, and they recorded just one record, so two sides, and they are just remarkable songs, and they're kind of mysterious figures, too. There isn't really a lot known about them, but they have beautiful names. They made beautiful music, and it's our way of kind of paying homage to where we call home and the music history there.
Well, let's hear another one of those new singles, okay?
All right, we'll get, before we jump into a new one, we'll play one off of Dream Songs, etc., since we were talking about the record. We're proud of this record. Put it out last year, and this is a song that goes way, way back. It's a song that's old, it's lonesome, and it's blue. It's the old Lonesome Blues.
I mean,
Down radio sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Waiting down at the station, just about a quarter to five. Wondering if the bus will ever make it. I come and never seem to run on time. Tired of this old city. I'm so tired, I'm losing my mind. As soon as he takes my ticket, Lord, I'm gonna leave it all behind. That'll be just fine by me. Sweet mama, I'm gone. Yes, I'm traveling on. That'll be just fine by me. Sure, you'll never see me no more. That'll be just fine by me. I'm leaving just as soon as I can. If the bus ever pulls into the station, doubt you'll ever see me again. That'll be just fine by me. Sweet mama, I'm gone. Yes, I'm traveling on. That'll be just fine by me. No more. That'll be just fine by me.